And so we use it, we'd put the clothes in the tub and we'd wash them before we put them on the boil. And we had a bench, we called it the battling bench, and we'd put the clothes on that bench and then rub soap on them and then take a, it was a wooden paddle. We called it the battling stick. And we'd paddle them clothes, we'd beat them clothes to beat the dirty places, rub some soap on and beat the dirty places to get them clean, you know. I had a neighbor down the road, Ms. used to. Every Monday morning she'd wake me up a battling clothes. She'd get out to washing, you know, and I'd hear that over here, her battling the clothes on Monday morning, wash day. And Louise told me, I forgot to tell you about that, how they, what time they had. And then they'd boil the clothes and then take them up and put them in clean water and rinse them through about three waters. And when they got through with them, they was clean, but it took a lot of hard work.
Did you ever use
Octagon soap? Yes, I've used Octagon soap, and the homemade soap is more like Octagon soap. But Henry used to use a lot of Octagon soap at the sawmill when the belt would get to slipping, when he was sawing lumber, and the belt would slip, he'd rub it with Octagon soap. I guess you tried Octagon soap on belts that were slipping.
I'll have to do that. I don't know that I have.
Well, when the belt was a-slipping and wouldn't run good, he'd rub it with Octagon soap.
Give it a firmer grip.
Huh?
Get a better grip.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was good. I was interested in hearing about that.
Have
you remembered anything else?
Well, when we'd bring in water from a spring, the children wouldn't, they'd go to the spring to wash. And the spring was right a good piece from the house. And they'd put the clothes in the buggy. And they'd drive the old horse over to the, down to the spring, carry the clothes down there and wash, hang them on the bushes till they'd get dry. And then they'd load up the clothes and bring them home. It usually took about a day to do a big washing. Now, you can sew the clothes in the washer and run them through the washer in 30 minutes. You got them washed and 30 minutes are dry. It's not like it was in those days.
Sure isn't. A lot of difference.
But you know, we were happy then. We had a happy family. And the boys would go rabbit hunting. And when they'd come in, they'd go rabbit hunting, carry their dogs and catch their rabbits. And they'd come in and they'd skin them old rabbits and we'd cut them up and we'd fry them. And have fried rabbit and gravy.
How does rabbit taste?
Rabbit is good. And some people like it as well as chicken. And a lot of people buy rabbits at the market. They have rabbits to sell at the market. And you can boil rabbit, you can stew rabbit. And it makes a good stew. You cut it up in small pieces. And stew it. And make a rabbit stew, like oyster stew, you know, put milk in it. I believe they used to call that rabbit mull.
We were talking about, I think the last thing I asked you was about a washcloth last time.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty Jean was here then. And what would you call this thing to dry yourself off with after?